Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Pasha. My name is Godfred Boafo and thank you for joining us. Today's episode looks at cloud computing and how it can help African countries make progress on the Sustainable Development Goals. Here to tell us more and explain what cloud computing is, we have Professor Willem Fourie from the University of Pretoria in South Africa.
Cloud computing, put simply, is the delivery of a range of computing services over the internet. This includes stuff like servers, storage, databases, software, analytics, and even the much vaunted artificial intelligence. I think the easiest example and the simplest example of cloud computing is all of us typically use cloud storage, so where our documents aren't stored on our computers but on a remote server and we access it over the cloud.
Some of the goals African countries want to attain include doubling agricultural productivity, improving energy, stopping road deaths and halving food waste. But to do this is not easy. How can cloud computing help achieve these goals?
So first, just a sentence or two background. So the goals you're referring to are the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, 17 goals, extremely ambitious. Business as usual won't really cut it. We need really innovative approaches to reach these goals. And that's why many countries are now turning to cloud computing. In Brazil and India, for example, services delivered over the cloud are actually making it possible for farmers to know what to plant when, and actually increasing their crop yields. You have many sort of health services being delivered over the cloud. Health map, for example, monitors response to disease outbreaks. LifeQ helps us to understand how we're living and actually how to live more healthy lives. So there are sort of numerous examples. In Africa specifically, we're also seeing the banks and insurance companies using services delivered over the cloud to detect fraud, to identify cases of corruption.
So what's needed for African countries to harness cloud computing?
So in my view, at least four things need to be in place. First, and maybe most importantly, we need focused skills development initiatives. On the one hand, some people's jobs will change and they need to be upskilled. On the other hand, we need people with the skills to operate and integrate the cloud. That's the first thing. The second is that the policy environment really needs to be conducive to cloud adoption. It's basically about adopting policies that support the development and integration of new technologies. Thirdly, I think that's the most controversial thing and maybe even the most important, is that we do need safeguards that protect the privacy and security of our data. There's no way that people, individuals, governments, companies will turn to the cloud if they're not guaranteed of the privacy and the security of the data. And then lastly, and that's maybe a simple one to express, but difficult to really put in place, the basic infrastructure needs to be there. Practically, this means we need a stable flow of electricity and good quality internet connectivity across Africa.
Are there any examples where cloud computing has been used in an African context?
So in Africa, you're seeing adoption of the cloud and service delivered over the cloud in many industries. In South Africa, for example, TymeBank, our newest and some of the most innovative bank, is actually run exclusively on the cloud. And it's actually one of South Africa's first truly online banks. You're also seeing companies using the cloud to detect poachers, even using services delivered over the cloud to spot illnesses. So a range of uses of the cloud is already being seen in Africa.
Are there foreign examples where cloud computing is being well used?
Yes, I mean, you have the banks, you have HSBC, you have the big companies like Kellogg's, for example, using the cloud to analyze how they're spending their marketing funds and how to do that more effectively. An interesting example for me is that the UK's Ministry of Justice is actually turned to the cloud to deliver many of their services over the cloud. In their view, they're saying the cloud is making them more efficient and it's actually aiding the delivery of justice. So you're seeing public sector entities, really governments, also turning to the cloud. So I think African governments can actually learn a lot. The cloud does seem to aid governments in being more efficient, more effective, and even some would say the security of the data on the cloud, if managed well, is better than the security of having servers and computers in your buildings on site.
To reach the Sustainable Development Goals, innovation and technology can play a massive role. Cloud computing can play a valuable role in driving sustainable development in African countries. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Pasha, produced by Ozer Patel. From me, Godfred Boafo. Bye for now.